And again, the fact that he is, he's what, he's pushing 80, right?
He's 79 this 79, year.
Yeah. Yep. 79 and eats like he's a teenager.
Right.
It's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's like he would have to be trying to be less healthy. Like actively saying, I'm going to destroy my body. Oh, like, you know, supersize me.
Oh, he's hiding the fact that you're an alcoholic and that's what's actually killing you and not the Big Macs.
Yeah.
Did you know that about Morgan Spurlock in that movie?
The one thing I did know was that he didn't disclose at the time that not only was he eating McDonald's every day, but he also stopped working out. And that's one of the reasons why his health declined so quickly.
Oh, the other reason why his health was declining so quickly is because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah, that I did not know about.
Oh, it's really great, because if you go back and watch the movie, there's this one scene in the movie where this doctor is looking at him, and they're like, Morgan, your liver is really fucked up. And the way the doctor is saying it is, there's no way McDonald's can be doing this damage to you exclusively. Something else has to be going on that you're not telling me about it. And Morgan's just looking at the doctor being like, no, man, totally the McD's. That's what's happening. And then smash cut to like 20 years later, Morgan was like, oh yeah, by the way, I was an aggressive alcoholic that whole time. Just waking up and just putting a bottle of Jack down my throat. So yeah, the liver destruction thing in Super Size Me was entirely my alcoholism. It was like, it's like, oh, wow, awesome. Your entire movie was a lie. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that was what I just remembered was Trump posted and then deleted South Carolina on Truth Social Media yesterday.
Oh, I heard about a deleted post, but I didn't know any details
about
it. Okay, so
literally – Trump at 9:43, whatever time zone he was in, posted on Truth Social the word South, and then he got the CA and R of Carolina done. And then after he did that, he went ER and then four Ds. So he just did South Care R D and then just posted. Just put that right up on social media. And then
this will covifi the hell out of them.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And then someone got to Grandpa, and he deleted it. But it was there. A lot of people had screenshots of it.
Somebody woke up Dan Scavino and said, "Hey, get on Trump's Truth Social and start deleting."
Yeah, pull that down. Pull that down from us. Oh yeah, so I found it. So, I found the rapid response thing. So, someone posted a 20-second clip of Trump being led by the arm by the Japanese Prime Minister.
I think that's the one that I saw where, like, he's supposed to bow in front of the flags of America and Japan, and just keeps on walking, and the Prime Minister's like, "Dude," and then she finally just is like, "Ah, fucking," and bows herself.
Yeah, yeah. And so let me. And the immediate replies are worse than the full video. And then, these snowflakes spent 4 years deceptively clipping and editing Biden with 10 to 30 second clips. But when you show a very fair and accurate representation of their cult leader in action, they cry like babies. The full video is even worse. Thanks for sharing. Next, can you publicly share the results of Trump's MRI and the doctor's explanation for why he needed to undergo an MRI just months after his actual checkup? How did the full video help at all? Wow, that's actually worse. Good thing she was there to make sure he didn't get lost. You know goddamn well if that was Biden, you'd be screaming dementia. Just all of it, yeah. I mean, again, these are mostly all liberal blue check marks, but it's just really funny that the rapid response page hasn't curated their followers to make sure that it's a sycophantic echo chamber. It's really,
is that an actual official account?
Yes. Rapid Response 47 has a gray check mark and a White House logo next to that. And it says official White House rapid response account supporting POTUS, America First agenda, and holding the fake news accountable. MAGA. So yeah, they are, and they got 1.2 million followers. So it's,
they only need 500,000 more then.
Right.
To get to 1.7.
Yeah. Trust me. My brain is broken. I understand your dog whistles. Yeah. But yeah. So this is where we are with this guy. And as you said, and I really think it's very interesting that we're dealing with a president who is very obviously unwell, and everyone just wants access, and everyone just wants to like write their book about what's going on behind the scenes about this guy. So no one's actually digging into this. And I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million more. You cannot hate the press enough. They are so not doing their job. This is not what the press is about. The press is about finding out hidden information. It's about giving the American people the truth and understand, letting us know what's going on. And all of these assholes are just stenographers for Republicans, just trying to get their contract with some big media entity so they can crush Democrats and get paid 6 or 7 figures for it. They can like sell their books. I mean, Alex Thompson and those assholes with their Biden dementia book that bombed. God, they thought they were going straight to the top of that shit, baby. Oh, they got to be so angry they didn't manage to sell that pile of horse manure.
And like people keep asking, you know, where's Jake Tapper and all this stuff with Trump? I'm like, oh, don't worry. He's taking very careful notes, and he'll have a stunning expose out 2 months after he's out of office.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, God. If Trump dropped dead before his body was cold, there'd be 6 books out about how they knew he had dementia and all these other health problems. And they didn't care. They just wanted to keep grinding there. They just wanted to get him in office because Biden and Kamala, they wouldn't let them into the Oval Office and insult them every day. And that's all they want. They just want the negative abuse campaign from, these Republicans. They just want attention. That's all they want is attention. It's great. Yeah. That sigh was a powerful and correct sigh. And I mean, we're about a year away from the midterms right now. And so we're like 1 year away from the first magic checkpoint of all this fun, this first domino to fall in this never ending cascade of bullshit.
And I just remembered, cause you mentioned it before about the vice president thing, and then we didn't really explain that. So there was this theory, there's this idea floating around that, Vance could run for president and then Trump runs as his running mate. And then like on January 21st, Vance, steps down and now Trump is president again. And this is somehow legal. So I saw someone else made a response to that where they put up a poster saying Newsom Obama 28.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is if I ever wanted to start my liberal AI-generated t-shirt store, I would start printing up the Obama 28 hats and shirts.
Yeah.
Obama 28 hat and t-shirts with the slogan, "Not so funny, is it?" Just be like, hey, Republicans, if you're going to pull this shit with Trump, we're gonna do our break glass in case of emergency candidate. We're gonna drag the big dog out. We're gonna be like, yo, Barack, you gotta do this for us.
Yeah, I keep seeing people saying that, but I mean, I can't imagine he would actually do it. But and he's probably got too much integrity to pretend he's gonna do it just to make people panic.
Oh yeah, I mean that's
so the thing. It would be hilarious.
Oh, I want him to do it as a troll. I mean,
yeah.
I would want him to do it entirely with no actual indication of wanting to do it. Yeah. It would literally just be a sort of, hey, if Trump tries this shit, yes, I will go at him. But the only problem with that is that you might get too much, like, it gets too much momentum going, and the Supreme Court, like, hides under their desk and just lets Trump run. So now the field is clear for Obama, and then Trump drops dead, and now Obama's like, no, no! And everyone's like, Barack, shut up! You're up 15, and you're gonna win Texas for us! You gotta do this now, bro! And Obama's like, fuck, no!
He takes up smoking again.
Oh, yeah. yeah, when you brought up the whole fact that like Trump's like so disastrously unhealthy, I that immediately popped into my head. Like suddenly the next time the press goes into the Oval Office, Trump is just chain smoking. He's just like putting one down, sparking one up. He's like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like, look, man, I really don't want to run in 2028. I really don't want to do this. I'm too old. I'm putting myself in the dirt. Bannon can't stop me. They're like, after he finishes like his fifth cigarette of the press conference, they're like, "You're triple baconator, sir." He just gets just chowing down on it, and it's like, "Oh my god, the man really is just going to kill himself in front of us. This is weird. I don't even know what to say." Like everyone gets really it gets real awkward for everybody. It's like the president smoking and eating self to death to defy attempted illegal third term. He's like, Putin can't stop me. He can't stop me from smoking and eating. It's my only way out.
No, the only way out is through.
Yeah, the only way out is through. Immediately gets a phone call. It's Vlad on speakerphone being like, I released the P-tape immediately. Do not stop smoking now. Trump's like, I don't care. Release it. I'm done. I'm done with all your shit. I'm unchained. I'm sending Ukraine $50 billion in aid. How do you like those apples, Vlad? I'm a free man.
Oh, I love that when Trump was talking about he had a phone call with Putin, and he asked Putin if Putin was okay with him sending Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, and Putin's like, no, not really.
Yeah, what did you think he was going to say? About this? Right, exactly.
Yes, please arm my enemies, the people that I invaded.
Yes.
I want it to be a fair fight.
Right. I want to have my army destroyed, and then I will be removed in a coup by the oligarchs who are not happy about all of this. Yeah. Sounds great.